Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Desert Island Discs. My special guest this afternoon is Bertie. Good afternoon, Bertie.
Good afternoon.
And I know Bertie's been thinking very carefully about if he was stranded on a desert island as a castaway and the four items that he would choose to take with him. And Bertie, you're going to share those with us this afternoon. So, first item that you could take was a song. Would you like to tell everybody what you chose?
So my song that I chose is Firework by Katy Perry.
Oh, lovely. Yes, know it well. So why did you choose that song?
Because a few years ago I went to Norfolk and I've never heard that song. And I went on Bonfire Night, and because it had firework in it, it was on BBC Radio 2.
Oh, while you were travelling?
Yeah.
Oh, so that really kind of reminded you of Bonfire Night. And why is that special? Why would you take that to your desert island?
Because it was my first time going to Norfolk and I heard it there.
And is Norfolk a special place for you then?
Yeah.
What do you like about Norfolk?
Everything, mainly everything.
Everything? Yes. Do you have relatives there or do you just like going?
Just like going.
Is it a family place yeah. that you go to a lot?
Yeah.
So because the song reminds you of Norfolk on the island, it will remind you of being with your family?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, lovely. And do you think you'd be quite homesick?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Well, I like residentials, but then the scary thing is sleeping.
Ah, okay.
After the day bit, but the scary thing is sleeping.
Right, yeah. So you think at night you need things that are going to remind you of home.
Yeah.
Good idea. But it'll be pitch black and you'll be absolutely shattered. So I think you're going to sleep like a top.
Yeah.
Okay, now you've got the chance to bring a book as well, so you can have a good read before bedtime, hopefully by firelight. What book have you chosen to bring?
How to Train Your Dragon.
Which one?
The second one.
The second one, yeah, because I know we read the first one, didn't we, in class, and you enjoyed that. What's special about the second one?
Because it's where the main character learns to be a pirate and things like that.
And why do you like that one in particular?
I don't know why, I just kind of really liked pirates.
They kind of hold a special place in your imagination.
Yeah.
Why do you like those books?
Because dragons are possibly my favourite thing.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, and it has like loads of dragons in.
Has this been for a long time? Or
yeah.
Yeah. So tell me about your love of dragons. How would we know that if we sort of met you? Have you got dragon toys or dragon...
Yeah, I've got a few dragon toys and I've got a notebook where I keep all my dragon drawings and writings in.
Fantastic. Oh, do you draw dragons?
Yeah.
Do you like invent different types?
Yeah.
Oh, tell me your best one.
Possibly the King Witch.
King Witch?
Yeah.
Describe.
So it wants all the magic and it's trapped in this special stone that takes away magic, but it's actually eating the magic.
Oh, it's eating magic.
Yeah, so he can have it for himself.
So if you like magic and dragons, things like that, do you think you'd be quite brave on the desert island with some of the strange creatures?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are there any creatures you'd be particularly looking forward to coming across?
Snakes.
Snakes?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I suppose they're quite similar in some respects to dragons, aren't they? Yeah. So you're not frightened of snakes?
No.
Any snake in particular you'd like to see?
The diamondback rattlesnake.
Oh, yeah. Gorgeous skin colour.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay. So we've got our song, we've got our book, and now you're allowed to take your favourite meal just for a special treat. What have you chosen?
I've chosen my dad. It would obviously be my dad's pesto because I have that every Monday and I'm quite a slow eater and he usually makes it out of spaghetti and there's quite a lot, so it would last me a long time.
What's special about Dad's pesto? Is it homemade pesto?
Yeah, and I have it every Monday.
Every Monday? So you're a creature of habit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think you would have set meals every day on your desert island, or do you think you'd have to be a little bit more what you could catch on the day, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me why you love Dad's pesto then.
Because he's always really kind and just makes it for like ages, And he always gives me a second course if I want it or
Oh,
not.
brilliant. And does he have like special, it's like a special ingredient that makes
Yeah.
it, oh, go on. Are we allowed to divulge or is it?
Yeah.
If you tell me, you'd have to kill me. What's that special ingredient?
So he always puts these like tiny bits of bacon in the
Oh,
mixture and then mixes it up.
lovely. That sounds tasty. And you have it with spaghetti.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, that would certainly remind you of home, wouldn't it? Monday tea times, if nothing else. Okay, really good choice. So finally, you were allowed to choose a luxury item. So maybe something a bit sentimental. But oh no, Bertie has been incredibly practical, haven't you, Bertie? Tell
Yeah.
us what you've chosen.
I've chosen a tarpaulin because if it rains, it's waterproof, and also I can make a shelter and sleep under it as well.
So I think, yeah, I think Bertie, you're showing your real other side here, aren't you? You've been all sort of like, oh, I'm missing home and I need my songs and my pesto. But no, I'm having a tarpaulin.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be uncomfortable. I need my sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think you'd be quite good at building shelters and being practical?
Yeah, because we have we I live like on just up the road, and we have a wood, and then there's like this big nice open space where we always take up the den kit and then build some dens.
Oh, so you've been building dens.
Yeah,
What's your kind of den building tips then? How do you start?
like get the longest sticks that you can find, because then it will be the tallest.
Right, okay. Where'd you go from there?
And then you like find something like to put on the floor so you can sit and read books and stuff.
Oh, nice.
And then you find something to tie the sticks together.
Like
And
what?
like in the woods,
Yeah.
there's like loads of like vines and stuff.
That
So I
you
use
might be able to find
those.
those, mightn't you, on your desert
Yeah.
island? Yeah, excellent. So these dens are quite sturdy.
Yeah.
They've withstood the test of time.
Yeah.
And you've made a little reading nook.
Yeah.
I love it, because I used to do this. I didn't think children did this anymore. This is heartening. Well, I think that'll be a really good skill on your desert island, won't it? So you're quite looking forward to it. You're not dreading
Yeah,
it. I
no.
think you're going to do great. Bertie, excellent choices. Thank you for sharing them with us this afternoon. Goodbye.
Bye.